recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Nidah, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Samachet, and we're holding on the Mishnah, the Halakhic Mishnah, right in the middle of the Daf. Nidah Shabatka Atzma Yom Shvi'i Shacharit U'Matza Torah. Let's say that a Nidah checked herself for the normal Bdika, and she didn't actually renew the Bdika Ben HaShemashot. The last thing she knows is that she's Torah. She had no indication that she was Re'atam. And then a number of days later, 3 days later, she's Bedekes Atzma again, and she's Matzat Tameya. Even though she didn't do Hefsek Taira at the end of the day, Harei Becheskat Torah, since she had now a Bedika that showed her not to be bleeding, she has a Chazoka Tahor, which means that we do not have to assume that she was Roya during these 3 days, and she's like anybody else. If there's a din of being Matam Lamafreya, Meislais, Mikita Pekida, as the Mishnah will clarify later, she'll be a Matam like anyone else, but not beyond that. How about if Batkatz Vabyam Shvi'i Shacharitu Matzat Meya? How about if she was never established that she had stopped being Roya? And now she checks herself again. She was not Mafrish Ben Hashbashot, Ben Hashbashot Lo Yifrisha. A few days later, she checks herself, and she finds that she's tired, and there's no indication that she bled during this entire time. Nonetheless, she's Becheskes Tmeya, because there was never a time that she had been mafsika to be mafresh b'tahara. Now, in the case where, going back on the ratio, where it says that she's considered to be a Tahira during that time, doesn't mean she's Tahira Mamish. It means she's Tahira that she's not Mitama all the way back to the previous time where she still has these 3 days that she goes up. No, she's only Mitama Miesliyes Bikita like any other woman, and for that matter, Miesla Vesha. If she had a Veset Kavua, so then Dayashata, she doesn't have to worry even about being Mitama Lamafriya at all. Reb Yudaimer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, unless you have an actual Hefsek Taira, this Hefsek Taira Rashi learns is Dafka Hefsek Taira, and that seems to learn that it's Dafka during the Bein HaShemashos. What Rabbi Yehuda himself seems to be saying is Dafka Min HaMincha V'Lamala. Okay, some learn that that's, understand Rashi, that's what he meant. Min HaMincha V'Lamala means at the end of Mincha, up to the end of the day. But in any event, the Parsha's Rabbi Yehuda is, it should be in the afternoon, she was Mavzika B'Taira, only that gives her a Cheskas to her on that day. If not, Harezu B'Cheskas Tameya, and it's as if she never did a B'dika at all. And a third Chita, Chachamim Ma'imrin, Afilu B'Shnayim, Inidata Batka Matzatar, forget about the seventh day. Even had she been bodeket on the second day of her nidas, and she found that she had stopped bleeding, and she was never mafsik b'tayra ben hashmashos at all, ben hashmashos leifrisha, liachas van batka umatzot meya, even then she's becheskas tayra. Now you'll notice that we've avoided talking about day one. We've only talked about day two. And that's where we get the idea that there may be a significant difference between whether she didn't write a dam on this day or not write. Why are we avoiding day one? Because day one she definitely was write a dam. I would indicate that the other examples that we have over here, the Shita, the Chachomim, who hold it doesn't even have to be at the end of the Zman of her Nidais. The Tanakama has to be the end of the Zman of her Nidais. But it certainly appears that it cannot be on the same day that she had a Mayim Patuach. That will cease with Yishayel and Yomor. Itma. Rav Amar, without clarifying what case he was referring to, Rav Amar that she's a Zavavata. So it was one of these cases where there were 3 days, which is Lacha Yomi. There were 3 days that she hadn't been by decades, finds herself, whatever this means, and obviously we don't know exactly which case Rav is referring to, we're going to see in a moment. She's a Zavavata and she actually brings a korban. Leave the mazav a suffix. Now, ask the Gemara, in what case are we referring to? I mean, obviously, we can't be referring to mamish, the reisha, because the reisha, nobody even holds that she's tameya. The case in the reisha was that she was bat kamotza tahira. And in that case, it says arei becheskas tahira. So obviously, can't possibly mean that she was mitam'ana for 3 days vaday. Elam, what's it going on? It's going on the sefer. Meaning that she was bedekis herself the last day, but only in the morning. She was a matzah tmeya. She never did the bedika ben hashmashayim. She waits 3 days, checks herself again, and then she finds out that she's a matzah tahira. So I understand that she should be a suffix zav. So bishlam a suffix zav amrina. Elazova vadai, the case that we had, the second case that we had, that she was bought gods for matzah tahira, we said it doesn't help. That she's matzah tahira, fine. But to say that she's a zava vada, if at the end of the 3 days we see she wasn't bleeding before, how could she be a zava vada? Elik yitmar the Rav Levi is a shemaitza b'fnei atzma. Clearly, they can't be referring to either case in the Mishnah. This machlokas was a case similar to the case in the Mishnah, except that instead of finding herself tahira after the 3 days, she finds herself tameya after the 3 days. And this is how it goes. So it says, Shmaita be'abidavshe. And here's how it is. Itmar, Anida, Shabbat, Gatzba, B'yom HaShvi, Shachris, like in our Mishnah. Motza, Tmeya, like in our Mishnah. Ben HaShmashas, Le'ifrisha, like in our Mishnah. Le'achri, Yomi, Batko, Motza, Tmeya, not like our Mishnah. So in this case, Rav Amar Zava Vadai, because since at the beginning and the end, she was Roya, so then we assume she was Roya the entire time. V'levi amar zava safek. Rav amar zava vaday kivin abikor nimtzei tmeya. V'yachshav nimtzei tmeya. So she's tmeya vana. We've established that she had been bleeding. We've established that she is bleeding. So that's the meaning of a chazaka, that the assumption is that there was riyah the entire period. Levi amar safek ziva. She's not a vada. She can't bring a carbon. Because how do we know just because she was and is, maybe she was Posekas Beni Beni. I don't know that she didn't stop at one point, stopped in the middle, and she wasn't Raya Shoshayon and Ritzufin. The same time, Levi bin Matnita, the Levi says the Farish now, in the Brita that explains more fully what we were talking about, that if Akar Hayamim, she checks herself, it doesn't matter what she finds. Bein Bat Kol Matzah Tahira. Even though the Mishnah says, like the Mishnah lists the case where she's matzah tahira, but you shouldn't think that there would have been a nafka mina. The fact is, if she was batko matzah tahira, the Mishnah was just trying to tell you, it doesn't matter. Even if she found herself to be tahira, we have to assume that since there was never any hefsik tahira and there was never any establishing that she wasn't being raya, we have to assume that she's tahira the entire time. But even, I want you to know, says Levi the writer, even if she had been Raya, and we know that at the end of the 3 days she was Raya, that doesn't mean that you know 100% that she was a Zava and that she had been Raya during the entire period. Umetama me'esle. Ace, and during those days. Now, when would those days be? Those days would be if she checked herself on Yom HaShvi. So then we're talking about during Yomei Ziva, right? Because her Shivas Yomei Nida is a finish. It says over here that she would be Metana, the ace, the ace. That's the Metavity of the Rova. The Yomar Rova. Rova said that we learn, Lamar Sheni Shamatama, the ace, but Toch Yumei Zivarta. That the whole din of the ace is only a din in the Yumei Hanidais, the Shivas Yumei Hanidais. But the entire time of 11 days after her Nidais, she's by definition, she has a cheskas tahira. And that's the point of these days, since it's beloy es nidasa. So therefore, we can't possibly say that she should be metame mi es lies. But the Mishnah says, it's going on the case in the Mishnah, where she had checked herself on the 7 days, obviously her yumei nidas is over. And it says beferish that she would be metame, even though we said tahira. But the Mishnah unfortunately messed things up by saying, when we said Tahira, don't think we mean Tahira Mamish, we mean that she has the same din as any woman. Okay, if she has a Veset Kavuah, then she wouldn't be Matame. But like this, she'll be Matame Mies Lies. So how do you explain that according to Rava? See, when I stand, but way back at the beginning of the sector, we already showed that Rava was wrong, no? We've already accepted it was Tiyufta and Rava Tiyufta. So why are you getting all excited? First of all, before we only had a raya against Rava from a brisa. This is a Mishnah against Rava. No. When it says over here, Umetana miyesli ace, it is not referring to our case over here at all. It's going back on the first, the opening of the parak. It's going back on. Where the Reish Pirkin died, over there it says that if we started off with the Tinoikas, she was Rasa Bebeis Aviyah. That was the case. So over there it says that according to Beis Hillel, we give her the entire night. According to Beit Shammai, she only has B.S. Wisdom. So he's coming along to tell me, going to set the time on that. Back where we said that we give her the entire night, you should know that if she was Roya afterwards, she would have a din of any woman to be Matama B.S. Nothing to do with our Mishnah that was referring to the case of after Shiva's Yimei Midos. Why do I have to know this at all? Says Rava, I'll explain to you why. Because we're talking about a case where she was Ras or the Eidah Bebeis Aviyah. So, isn't it reasonable to say that Kivan the Mafsikul who Yomim Tahirin, the Maisish was Raya Bebeis Aviyah. But now we have this entire period that we're giving her for her Besulin. So maybe this should be like the beginning of her life. Kitchilat Nidat Adam Yavalotetam Emiyesleis. So we should say now that we've accepted that she's a psulas damim, and that what happened before in her father's house was an unusual circumstance, and now we give her this time for dam psulim. So maybe we should actually view her as still being a psulas damim, as being an isha that was like Rasa. One of the arba nashim dain shaita is the case where she would be a psulas damim. So I might think she says a psulas damim, comes along with Tana to say, this is all one long Mishnah. That first case that we had in the parak, where she was Rasa Bebeis Aviyah, you should know, after that she's like anybody else until she gets a Veset Kavua. Continues the Mishnah to say, and if she has a Veset Kavua, so then she's not Betana Meisleis. So this seems to be that she was Kavat a Veset during the Yemei vote. Name it Avit Yufta, the Ravuna Barchi Amashmua. As we had the minor of Ravuna Barchi Amashmua who said, Lomasha Inaisha Kovat Laveset, Mimezi Vata. And our assumption at this point is that we're talking about the piece of the Mishnah that we finished discussing just now. It says over there, if she was Bodekas herself, she comes out to be Tamea, she's with Tamim Yesliyes. And if she has a Veset Kavua, when is her Veset Kavua? Veset Kavua now, in other words, it's saying. Right now, she checked 3 days after her Nida. She's in the middle of her Yemei Zivitz. We're saying, but if it was the case that she had a Veset Kavua at this time, when at this time? During Yemei Zivitz. She would not be Metama Lemafreya. But I thought, you can't have a Veset Kavua in the middle of Yemei Zivitz. So she doesn't make any sense. Hold on a minute. What do you think we meant? What we meant is you can't be koveya a veset to give it a din of a veset kavua that in order not to have to be chesheshes for this being the yom of her riya that she would need 3 times to miss and to change it to a different date. That's what it's talking about. Because our assumption is that during that period, we say that the Mer Mesulakim, and given the Mer Mesulakim, Daya Shaita. That's what, all that we were talking about. And that, absolutely, I stand by. But the question of whether it's enough to tell us that you don't have to be Chayish for Re'iyam Yes Li'es, that the Mishnah is saying that's fine too by me. I have no objection to that at all. Rabbi Yudaimer. So read as a shita, there's no way that she is considered to have determined that she's Eina Raya unless she makes Hefsek Taira, Le'achra Mincha, perhaps Kanash Marsha's collection of the Mishnah. Tanya, Amrula Rabbi Yuda, what are you saying, Lamaisa? You're saying that she can be kovat that she's eino roya by making a bedika. I don't understand. What difference does it really make? I mean, I understand the only yadir munechas beinah kol ben hashmashes. Your father telling me, look, if lemaisa she had her finger on her bedika cloth, the entire ben hashmashes, so then I understand that there's no kshash shema yipsilat yadir roza, which is what your time is anyway. You say, I haven't proven anything. That's what you're telling us. I mean, what's the big deal? She checked herself in the morning, and the rest of the day, you have no idea whether she was right. So I'm asking you the same question. What's the big deal? She checked herself now, lachar mincha. So how do you know that she wasn't right afterwards? If the way we're saying it now, akshav, emor b'tzilat yadeh ha-ra'asa, what difference does it make to me? Imali yifrisha betara b'shiva menamitcha lomala. And Mali Fisher Batara Barishan. Well, hold on a minute. Wait a second, Barishan. Nobody ever talked about Barishan. The most we got to in the Mishnah was that we had the Shita Chachomi that said Bashini. Everybody was very careful not to say Barishan. So what are you throwing at us? There's no difference with the Rishon. Who didn't hold that Rishon? Mikel Amandi Omar. What, there's somebody who holds that even Barishan? Oh, yes, absolutely there is. In. But Tanya Omar Rebbe, Sha'alti is Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Shimon. You know, I once asked Rebbe Yosef Shimon, we were walking along the road, I had an opportunity to talk things over with them. I didn't want to push too hard. So I asked them first, very posh, Nida Shabbat Katzvah Yom Shvi Shachas, Umotza Tahira. And then she didn't do Hefsek Tahira Ben Hashboshes, Lo Yifrisha. V'yachra Yomi Vodka, Umotza Tmeya. So I asked, what's the din? They told me, Arizu B'cheskas Tahira. Fine. That's the din the Rebbe was conveying the Mishnah. And then I asked them gradually, I said, what about the din of Shishi? They told me the same thing. Chamishi, same thing. Revi, same thing. Shlishi, same thing. Sheni, same thing, mine. And they say it all the time, makes no difference. Done it. I didn't ask them Barishan. Barishan was Shalti. But that was a mistake. With Taiti Shalti. I should have asked them about Rishon Os. Because, I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, we're willing to accept that she was paid Sekes, right? We're given the Pasak. Saying, look, until now, it's the second day. She has a chazaka, she's in the middle of her period. Nonetheless, if she establishes that she was a Reyada, some point on the second day, they were willing to tell me that she's Becheskas Tyra, and we don't have to be precious, even if later it turns out she's Tmea. So, I mean, is it really that different? Rishonami, given the Posak. So if that's the case, why is it that Rebbe thought it was silly of him to even consider asking about Rishon Lechatchila? So Mikor Maikasova. No, Mikor Rebbe held. Now you make a fool of himself if he asked the question. Because Lamaisa, however, who was it, the Mayan Patuach? Lamaisa, at this day, we know that she's being Raya now. So once it's actually has a Mayan Patuach. So there's a difference between a Cheskas Tuma and a Cheskas Re'ia. That's a whole different thing. So maybe in a Chinami, to be Pesach on the same day that you were Re'ia, we wouldn't be Samech. Therefore, he didn't ask the Chatkil, but you see that afterwards he held that maybe really there is no Nafkamina. Therefore, the Chachamim asked Rabbi Yehuda, look, I mean, if we take it really to the bottom line, I can even ask you, if you're not ready to say there's nafka mina, that keeping a mok dochuk the entire time, and you're ready to say as long as she was bedekas lachar mincha, I mean, why not go all the way and say it's okay if she was bedekas even on Yom Rishon? Continues there the commissioner. Hazov v'hazov shebodku atzmam b'yom Rishon u'matzu tohor. So what happened over here? Now we're not talking about Anita anymore. Now we're talking about people that need to keep Shivas Nikiyim. Okay, normally keeping Shivas Nikiyim, the Vesafra Lachem, is that you keep each day. Make a Bedika, Boker, Erev, but they didn't. What they did is, this male and this female, both of them were Zavim, so they rebated themselves on Yom Rishon, and they saw that Yom Rishon was clear. And then B'Yom HaShvi'i, they did a Bedika, and they also saw it was clear. But they didn't do any bedikah shar yamim shebeinat time. Lo bodku. Does that count as shivas nikiyim or not? Rabbi Eliezer Amar, are in Becheskes Taira. All of the dates are considered to be Becheskes Taira. It's as if they kept Shivas Nekiyim. Rabbi Yehoshua Eimer, Eilan Ala Yom Yishan V'yam Shvi'i Bilvat. Look, you could count the days that you know were Tar, but how can you count the other days? Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Eilan Ala Yom Shvi'i Bilvat. Because how can you count the days unless they're consecutive days? So if you're going to not count the days in between, then there's only one possible thing that you can count. That was the last day that you were by there. And after that day, you count that day, and now you'll need another 6 days of Tyre. Tanya, Omar lo Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Yoshua, I don't understand you, how you can say that you have Yom Rishon and Yom HaShvi. L'dvorecha tomo nebeserugin. According to you, you are counting days that are not consecutive days. V'atorah umra achar titar. And we darshan that means achar lekulam, after a straight period of these 7 days, which teaches us shalotei tuma mafsekes b'neihem. So according to you, if you're choshish, there was tuma in between. In a sense, what's the chance to count the other 2 days? Amalu Rabbi Yoshua, and what do you hold? Excuse me. Atayiata meidav zov shorei akeri. Remember that we had the halacha before that we learned out bo. But only that day is Tomei. So if his love is really a carry, it's not say so the entire Shivas Nekiyim. It makes it that he lost the day in his count. Or what would you do about a case of a Nozir that was Mahalech and Skakot and Peraot? You have a Sofik Ayo, where trees are hanging over, or rocks are sticking out, and it could be that it was mile over a mace. So over there the halacha is, also, we don't say Yamim or Rishonim Yiklun has to start over all over again. Rabbanu Regezer, okay, makes himself Torah again. He's been made of a Seru. I thought Atayram Ra Yamim or Rishonim Yiklun. You're creating a new halacha where he's Tomei, but he's not Tomei enough to be mocked with the Yamim or Rishonim to restart his Zeros. Says Rabbi Regezer, what kind of comparison are you asking me? I understand. The Torah said beferish, exeris hakosav. We know that was all logic that we said before. It doesn't make sense to apply the case to a zava because it's davka shayach latam abba. It says zeis teras hazov v'asher teitzem yimenu shechlazera latam abba. Latam abba means there's a special tuma that is unique to this case. If someone who's reish shechlazera in between shivas nekiyim only has the same din as Tuma Shechvazera. What's the normal thing of Tuma's carry? Star Tomei that day, Star Barak. Same thing is true over here, Tomei that day. That's Xeris HaKosov. What does that have to do with what you're asking me over here? You also agree that the Torah said that the Yomim have to be Ritzufim and Acham and Zachar Lekulam? And you're asking me the case of Moser. I mean, for heaven's sakes. I understand what you're asking. You're asking the same way we were guys that we will not do this for. Maybe we should have been geyser by the male as well. So if you should be glufe zov about kerilo mikvah, if that's what you're concerned about, that means rabona, you're tying to me. How can I let a guy get away with this? Isn't it going to cause a terrible mess? People are going to confuse it. They're going to think that they're able to be roya zivas and also not to be seiser shivas akiyam. No such kashas. Nobody mixes up Zivas with carry. It's not the same material. It's not the same thing. What's the comparison before? And the Nozer Shilach HaGavis HaKochas with rice. And it's because B'Yaraisa, the only thing that is going to be metame is an oil mace vadai. The Torah specifically says olav. From olav we darshan Yomu's mace olav. Olav means it has to be mechuveres. It has to be absolutely clear to him. So that means that by definition a sofik, which is sechokai superois, which are completely mirabonah al sofik. So rabonah de gozer, but people can get confused between a two of the rabonah and the rice of long yichlev. Mashenking over here. Ichash and demachazoya, I'm asking you what you hold. Where's the consistency? So you hold that maybe, so since it's only a maybe, therefore I won't say that we have to have yomim that are consecutive. So, I mean, why wouldn't people confuse that with the father? Or see if we're for the mother? Tony, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon, Hamra, you should know. If you analyze Mitzvah Asvara, Rabbi Yitzchak makes a heck of a lot more sense than Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying somehow or other we put together the first day, and then and we put together the first day with the second day. So at least Rabbi is consistent. Don't say it's okay. Must mean that we have a Christmas fire. The truth is that Divrei Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense of everybody. But Divrei Rabbi Akiva and Divrei Kulam, and that's because Rabbi Akiva at least is saying, you take what you have. The only thing you know you have, Yom HaShvi, that's when you start your Sfirat Shavuos Akiva. But you should know that Halacha Lamaisa, the Halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Akiva, and that we actually count all of these days. Iboilo. Now let's put together the questions that we were raising in the first part of the mission, the previous mission with these issues. Iboilo. Say a Zav and a Zava. Well, both got from Yom Rishon, but they weren't by the Yom Shvi. They were Baidek only afterwards. So Baidek Yom Shmini. Baidek Yom Shmini, Umatzu Tohor. And they never were Baidek at all between the first day and the eighth day. So my question is, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is Makshir if they were Baidek on Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi. Is that only because Yom Shvi is a chelek of the Shivas Nekiyim, and therefore you have the entire Shivas Nekiyim defined by a Bedika? We know at the beginning and the end of the Shivas Nekiyim that there was no Riyah. So, Ma, is it that Tchilas on the Sefer and Be'ina absolutely have to have at least the beginning and the end of this period? V'ocha Tchilas and Nika, in this case, since you waited until the Yom HaShmini, you might as well wait another month. You haven't really defined the Shivas Nekiyim. So, Tchilas and you have, but Sefer you don't have. Or perhaps Rebbe Eliezer doesn't really need to define the Shivas Nekiyim. He needs for you to have started counting. You count 7 days. If you know that there was no bleeding, what's not given when you discover it? Discover a week later there's no bleeding. Fine, you have no reason to be fashion was bleeding then once you were kovea that it was Batira. So maybe he would accept even this. And he would say, we have Shivas Nekiyim. Omar Rav. He. It's exactly the same. Basically, it's Trivatan Afa Pishen Sofa within the Shivas Nekiyim. You do not need to delineate Shivas Nekiyim. You only need to establish that you weren't bleeding or you weren't being Raya Zives during the Shivas Nekiyim. Rabbi Chanina Omar, not true. Libra Rabbi Eliezer, Trilason Vesefan Beina. You absolutely have to delineate these days. And in the case that you've just raised, we rebated Bishmini, we only have Trilatanika, Sofan Lag. Mesa, Vishavim Bezav, Vizava, Shabbatku. If Vizav and Zava were Botku Atzman, and they were both at Yom Rishon, Yom Shmini, and they discovered that there was no bleeding, everybody is made, and we're going to see who it's referring to, She'en Len Ella Shmini Dilva. In that case, for sure you only get the eighth day. Now, I'm assuming that when we say Vishavim in this bright, I mean, who is Vishavim? It's undoubtedly Lav, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. I mean, I guess, even though they're arguing when it comes in the case of Rishay Vishvini, but there would be made if it's Rishay Vishvini that Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua would be made. So you're claiming that he... No, it doesn't mean Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. It means Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Akiva. But in Achinami, according to Rebbe Eliezer, even though you don't have Shvi'i, since you have Shmini, you're counting 7 days that are Torah. What's the Nafkamina? Whether you found out they were Torah on the seventh day, or you found out they were Torah on the eighth day. All that we need to know is that in this case, Rebbe Yeshua would be made a... Look, I'm ready to say that I would be Mitzarif, Rishon, and Shvi, but not in a case where I don't have a Shvi. So if you only have a Shmini, of course you only have a Shmini, then I agree 100% with Rabbi Akiva. Om Rav Sheshes, Om Rav Yirmi, Varava, Om Arav, Nida, Shifrisha, Betara, Bishlishi, Shela. If she makes a Bedika, and it's Hefsek Tara, and it's on the third day, then she can count that day toward Shivas Nekiyim. What? Nida? Shivas Nekiyim? What are you talking about? Nida doesn't have a dinner Shivas Nekiyim. Nida, Svira Lamala. Sorry. Let me restate that. Elohim Azava, that was Mafrisha B'Taira B'Shishala, can count that day towards the minion of Shivas Tekiyim. Which of course is absolutely crazy. We know that was the sheet of the Kusim. That was the reason we wanted to be Machmer, because the Kusim have a din of Zivnos, because they don't know how to do a proper Shivas Tekiyim. And now what? You're telling me that Rav agrees with the Kusim. What are you saying? That Rav Kukutoy Amr Lishmaitzelas, for Shalom, what is it? He's saying that you can count the Amre, Yom Shepoy Sekis by Sefrat of the Minyan Shvir Sheva. You can count the day of the Psikas Hariya, that counts towards your first day. No, Chas V'Shalom, of course Rav didn't mean that. He means you can count from then on. Levar Meshveshe, besides this day, of course. So you're saying nothing, basically. You're saying if a person makes Hefzik Taira, they can start counting Shivas Tekiyim. Thank you very much. Is there a kindergarten child that doesn't know that? It's a trivial statement. So Levar B'Shishi Pshita. I'll explain to you what I'm saying. I'm saying you can count the Bedika that was made on this Yom Shlishi, which is not part of the Shivas Tekiyim, to establish that there was no bleeding and to be able to count the Shivas Tekiyim. So till now, what have we been talking about? A case we have Tchilatan, and you didn't do the Bedika till the 8th day, you're not so fun. I'm telling you the same case in the inverse. It's a mirror image. You have so fun, so she checks or he checks on the 7th day, but you don't really have Tchilatan. So you'll say, well, you don't have Tzilatan, so you don't have a chazoka, that the days are going to have a chazoka. Except it's not a chazoka that comes from within the Shivas Tekiyim. Just like the other case, you have a chazoka, but not a chazoka that was delineated in the Shivas Tekiyim. That's the case I want to tell you. So he's not saying you count that day, but he's saying that if, in a case where you have Tzilatan, up until now, what did we know? We know Ashminam Hatam, that first maimed that we just got finished discussing, where Rav said, he, that's the case of Tchilatan Hafabisha in Sofan. So since you waited until the 8th day, you could still count all of this fire towards the Shivas Tekiyim. And here Rav's telling you a tremendous finish that you can have Sofan Hafabisha in Tchilatan. Because I certainly wouldn't have jumped to that conclusion on my own. Mal Detema, I could easily have said, look, I understand that as long as you've established within the Shivas Tekiyim proper that we know that the Shivas Tekiyim have begun B'Taira. So you have Tchilatan, and you know that there was a Chazaka that we discover later, retroactively, that there was no bleeding during those days. You checked on the 8th day. So that, yes, Tchilatan HaFabishen Sofan, who the Aminan? Why? Do you give new Achizkayu? Because since you started Shivas Tekiyim, so now we put the chazak of the individual on the origination of the Shivas Tekiyim. Well, what sense does it make to say, so fun half a peshein tchivatan, if you're never koveya that you started Shivas Tekiyim with the Bedika, so maybe nobody would say such a thing. Look, comes along Rav to say that indeed that is the halacha. Kamash v'lan, you can have a seifan half a peshein tchivatan. And tomorrow we will get into the vicious details. Nidashet bat katz v'yom shvi'i shacharit u'matzah teorah ben hashvashot lo hifrishu li'ach yamim patka u'mitzah me'ah harei b'cheska teorah. But bat katz v'yom shvi'i shacharit u'matzah me'ah ben hashvashot lo hifrishu li'ach yamim patka u'mitzah teorah harei b'cheska me'ah. Is not referring to this case, seems to be referring to the case in the Reisha. We'll see later. Rav holds is referring back to the first Mishnah that's talking about a Petulat Damim. Has nothing to do with this Mishnah. For all intents and purposes, never established that she has not been Reisha. Why are we talking about Yom HaShvi all the time? We don't even need Yom HaShvi. Afil b'shnayim v'nidat ha-batka matzatera u'ben ha-shmashot lo'yifri shalach zman batka matzatmeya. She's still b'chezkat Torah during all those other days, and if she had touched the iris and so on, she would not have been metameter. Other than, of course, the standard. May I say this? Itma. Rav Amar Zava Vadai, Valevi Amar Zava Safek. What case are we talking about? Eli Mar Resha, that's ridiculous. The Resha says she's Recheskos Taira. So nobody holds that she's a Zava. Okay. Ela Aseifa, where afterwards she discovers that she was Taira. So Safek Zava Amrina, since she had been Tumea before. But a Zava Vadai, a Rebotko Motza Taira, doesn't make sense. Ela Kitma, the Rav Levi, must be an extended case of the Mishnah, which was a Shmaita Tabi Apeidavshay, which was that was Itmar, Nida, Shabbat Gats for Yom HaShvishachis, Motza Tumeya. But Ben HaShvashi Loi, Vishalach, Yamin Batka. But in this case, she was Motza Tumeya. Rav Amar Zava Vadai, Levi Amar Zava Safik, Rav Amar Zava Vadai, given him Mikod Nimsay Tumeya, Vyakshav Nimsay Tumeya. So therefore, Tumeya Vada. Levi Amar Safik Zava, Emer Poska Bini Dini, Vekinta Aloi Vigu Therish, and bright on our Mishnah, Akra Yamin, doesn't even matter, Bin Batka Matsa Torah, Bin Batka Matsa Tumeya, it's only maximally going to be a Safik Zava. So what's the big deal? No, here's a Mishnah. Who says that this case is referring to the case in the Mishnah? It's going back to Reish Pirkan Koi. And there it's a Chiddush, because so basically we're treating her like a Petulat Damim. So she should be Kitchilat Nidat Adamia, and she shouldn't be Metamim Yetle, because she's Mitzulekit. Come on, Shulman. Im Yeshua Veset, there's no such thing as a Veset. So how could we possibly be talking about 3 days after she was Bapseket or Nidot that she's not Batamim Yetzeris because she has a Veset Kavua? I only said, it's got to be the din of Akira's Veset. Lobai taught is even the Meaker. That means the man is Sulokin. Given that the man is Sulokin, Daya Shaita, okay? But that much, Daya Shaita is perfectly okay. Rabbi Yudah, amen. Tanya, Rabbi Yudah, what's the sense of putting off the Bedika? Yavala, Yadea Munachot Bei Neako Ben Hashbashot, okay? And Yafat Omer, Akshav. That is just as likely. What do you care if she was Ifrisha Batara B'Sheva Mina Milchav L'Mala? Or for that matter, if she was Ifrisha Batara on the first day? The first day? Mi'ika L'Mani Amar? In? Batanya Amar Rebbe Sha'alti Sir Yosef Rebbe Shimon Kishayu Malchim Baderach Nila Shabbat Katzma Yom Shvi Shachrit Batzat Torah Bina Shvashot Lo Ifrisha Le'achra Yom Yibot Kumatzat Me'a Ma'u Omrulo li harezu v'cheskes tayra, and I went ahead and I kept asking shishi, chamishi, revi, shlishi, sheni. My in every case, omrulo lo yishna chabal rishon lo shalti v'tayiti shlo shalti otu kula lav v'cheskat tuma kaine. Given the paske posak, so rishon nami nami. Given the posak posak, umikar my kasava. Oh, the rules at my yon potua. Omar lo Rav Yeshua v'ata yata mod bezav shel akeri and other sheilas chachot ufraot shemone b'tzirugin ay hatayra omra yomi marishonim yipul for Rabbi Eliezer bishvama hatam l'tamav va omra fanina sotera keri is soter ela yuma ay what are you afraid of ichlufe zav v'val keri lo michlaf noz ilchabis chachot ufraot nami midiraita the Torah specifically says that it has to be chayamut met alav. He has to know about it. Over here, it's Rabbanu de Gazer, Svachotu Praot, Rabbanu Bidi Raita Lo Mirklafa. But the way you're learning, Ichashina Dilma Chazoi, Besafik, right? So then, what's going to make people think that they couldn't be mitzaref yomim shalo that are not getzek of the Rebbe Seirugin. Atilach lufa b'vaday. Tani Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Shimon Amri. Truth is that near and divra Rebbe Eliezer, medivra Rebbe Yoshua. And Rebbe Akiva for sure makes the most sense of anybody. Medivra kula. Aval alachak Rebbe Eliezer. Iboilu. Azav, azavash, abad kuat, rom yom nishon, yom shmini, umatzu tahor. Shari, I mean, but cool, what's the din according to Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer was talking about Yom Rishon, Yom Shvi. But is that because Yom Shvi was there to determine that there was no Re'iyah, that we have a Chazaka, that there's no Re'iyah? Or is it that Yom Shvi is to determine that the Shivas Lekiyah had no Re'iyah? Mao. So do we need Chilatan V'Sofan Be'ina? As long as we know for a fact that there was no bleeding afterwards. Omar Rav Hihi. Tchilatan, afa b'shein sofan. Rabbi Fanina Omar, no. Tchilatan v'sofan. Haka tchilatan hika sofan leka. Meitve. V'shov, in v'zov v'zov v'shabat kwatz v'am yom rishon v'yom shmini yom vatsu tahor. She'in lem el shmini v'var. I assume, man shamim. Undoubtedly, it's Rabbi Eliezer v'yoshua, no? No, it's a Rishon Rabbi Akiva. But in Yochid Ami, I leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, certainly will not be made that. Omer if Sheshes Omer Birmi Yavarav Omer Rav Nida Shifisha B'Tarav Shlishi Shala So Farton Aminyan Shivas Lekiyim Nida Sfira What? Lomala I mean Zava Shifisha B'Tarav Shlishi Shala So Farton Aminyan Shivas Lekiyim Omer if Sheshes Omer Birmi Yavarav What are you telling me that Rav Kikutoy Omer Lishwai that the only Yom Shiposeket was a Farton Aminyan Shiva No, Rav was talking about obviously. I mean, today, Lavar Mishlish. Yeah, Lavar Mishlish is a pshita. So, Tzricha Gugona Lobotka Achvi. So, Ashvino Nalatam, in the first case, Ihi, that's Tilatam, Alpha Pishen Sofan. And here, Rav is Kamashvon, Sofan, Alpha Pishen Tilatam. Because, look, Bada Tema, Tilatam, Alpha Pishen Sofan, that I can say. Because Ukim Noach is Kayu. But to say, Sofan hafa peshein tchilatan, we were never kevea tyra during the Shiva's Yamim at all. Maybe not. Kamashmon, even that.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Sabajas already? Samachet Amaralev. Nida Tavshin Samachay. Nidash about. You know what? Let's just for a moment. I just want to. We just completed a number of important elements in this parak that are really very Nogea, even though the Gemara has had a lot of Sveikas and. Psukim that may not be Nogea Halach L'Maisa for us. Let's just review really the main issues. In terms of Dam Betulim, we ended up, after all of our insides and outsides and possible heters and four nights and Abshtray HaMak and so on and so forth, we ended up with a tremendous Chumrah, which was a Rab Mirabotenu. The tremendous Chumrah that was not like the Mishnah, not like the Brises, not like the Mice of Rebbe, but that ended up taking all of the sveikas and making us be choshesh, even dam psulim is being dam nidot. And that therefore, we're only makel to allow him to complete his actual act of bia, and then he has to be poresh. That was the end of that sugya. Then we had also all kinds of possible heterim legabe chafifa. We did the dinim of prisha. So in terms of our sugya, the prisha was the maximum prisha. Rabbi Yudashita was ona, ota ona, the ona in which she would be roya. Again, halacha lemaisa, this is true mi'karetin. However, there are chidushim of the poskim and the later poskim, in which the chashash of a re'iyah in the veset hasam and the ona hasamuch levesta is also considered to be dangerous because of the weakening of hormonal control and various elements of Pshitas in the Gemara. And so there has come about a minhag to be in Nohig Prisha in the Ona Samuch the Ona Sabeset, which is already a bit more complex, how it affects the before and the after, and so on. And that's, as I say, it's a chumrah. It's not absolutely Nohig. However, almost everyone who is very makpid, you know, the people that would generally be makpid on a Mahadran Hefsher are careful of Mahadran Hefsher for Nidus as well, and there's a Prisha. In terms of Chafifa, in Chafifa the halachas have developed a little bit because of the, first of all, the development of electricity, the ability to see, to be, sometimes women would have more nachat and more hot water in the Beit HaTfila itself, less of a chash of becoming dirty with something between the Zman of the Chafifas, instead of being chofefet bebeitam before Shkia, it came to be a minhag to be chofefot in the actual Beit HaTvila.
After
Shkia, because that's when the mikveh would open. That's where the hot water was, and so on and so forth. And the poskim, in the end, turned out, I mean, basically the halacha is wherever you do a better job. And the way that they were koveya this was to give a specific time. Remember that our problem was that she would be mimaheret leveita, because she's buhula leveita. She wants very much to get home to her husband, though they haven't been able to have relations for a long time. So because of that, we are koveya, some say half an hour, others say an hour, machlokas haposkim. But in any event, we give, and most women take a shah. It should be an hour that's miyuchedes, and therefore she knows that hour is given, that she's supposed to be relaxed and to take a long shower and so on and so forth, and that has become, now look, obviously we also, you know, the Gemara didn't talk about it, but we're also koveh, as everybody knows, a woman that should look over her body to make sure that there's no chatzitza there, therefore there shouldn't be any suffering afterwards and so on and so forth. In terms of the actual halachas, what happens if she didn't do a good job, and she had been chofefet and then decided not to go to the mikveh because of an argument, like an argument, and so on, all of these cases, again, if it would, basically boils down to that if she was an anusa, in the sense of really didn't think that she was going to be going to the mikveh, so we're matir even those kind of distances. B'yavad. As far as Shabbos is concerned, as I mentioned to you at the time, what we do essentially, which is based on the Ramah, that the minute became, and sometimes that this is lahalok again for the Ashkenazim, I'm talking about for sure, you know, we're going to be saying on the Ramah, is to basically to do both. In other words, to do a chafifa, long term chafifa before Shabbos. And then to do, once again, a brief rewashing in the Beis HaTfila after Shabbos. Okay, this is because of the extra delays, obviously. Not the same as you can go right by Shkia, you have to wait until after Tzitzik Yechavim, and after Shabbos is out. So it's turned out that we do really both. But again, because of the improvements in technology, we're much less makbid now on this, because you turn on the lights and you can see everything very well, and plenty of hot water in the Beis HaTfila, and there's now a kviyas of Zman to do a chafifa. In terms of the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to what the chafifa is, again, it really doesn't matter, because even as Tosfos points out, Bizmano, everybody was taking chafifat haguf very seriously, even maybe wasn't part of the Takanas Ezra. But definitely chafifat ha-saharot, you know, there's now the hakpada to do extremely good combing out of the hair, besides the actual chafifa. All of these are the way that these halakas have developed. And so we're left with a lot of chumras above and beyond in our mesecta so far. The main chumra, obviously, is the Rebbe Zeira's report of the Benos Yisrael, in which case all of the dinim of the 7 days are no longer nageah. There's no longer tyra after 7 days. You need now to count Shivas Nikiyim, which changes everything, takes away a lot of the learning that we were doing. That became Halacha Lamaisa, and it became even more complex, because since, if you have to hold Shivas Nikiyim, we also have to have a Shaila of whether she would be Paleta Shivas Zera, as we saw before, the politische Chazer will be soteret. So that means that if we say she's roya tipas dam kechardal, so you would think, okay, fine, so let her be mapsik betara, which was actually, we haven't even really dealt with mapsik betara, that's today's sugya. Let her be mapsika betara, and count shiva sekiyas, even if we want to be machmer, that it was dam nidais, so she finished her period. At the end of the Shiva Sakim anyway. So she, no matter how you look at it, everything's okay. She's after a period. And you want to count her as a Zovah Gedela, she's after the Shiva Sakim, you would think. Unfortunately, because of the problem of Poleta Shilwazera, and we're not going to start each case separate and say, so when did you last have intercourse? Anyway, she's got to specifically remember this, that, and so on. So therefore, we were koveya that in any case where it's possible that she was still a paleta shechazara, and remember the viability of sperm we learn out from Kabbalah Satera, is 3 days. Because of that, 3 days are out of the question. Because and it's 3 whole days, remember, mi'es li'es, because the viability is not defined by halacha, it's defined in terms of the reality. How long does sperm survive? So you can't say, okay, the first day is the first day. The first day is not the first day. 24 hours into the next day. So you're already into 4 days in order to cover all possible circumstances that she has the full 3 24-hour periods in which there's no longer any tuma, even if she's a palata shekvazera, because we need zera that's uyala zriya. For 4 days minimum, she was going to have to wait between the time that she has this riya, even if it's tipas dam kechardal, because of the chumra bizera, and the ability for her to start to Shiva's the game. Because if she was the game, she can't start as long as there's a chashash of poletas. Besides, she knows when she has to start over again. So every day she has to be chashash. Whoops, this day didn't really count. I have to count the next day. Then we have another problem. If you recall, the issue is that if there's a re'iya that continues on Benash Mashetz, it counts as 2 days. So now the question is, what if Lamaisa, she wasn't really very mocked, but it didn't realize it was a few minutes after Shkia, it was already been a Shmashas, so maybe the first day is really, maybe what she thinks is day zero was actually still, day one was actually day zero, it was actually the next day. Because of that, we're even more mocked. She waited 5 days. So from the time that she's ready, she passed down to Kharada. Just to count 5 days, including, if she's including that day of Tuma. And only now can she count the Shiva Sakim, which is a disaster. In other words, it means that there's going to be a minimum of 12 days from the time that she's first Roya, till she can become Tahira. When I say it's a disaster, I mean only it's an emotional disaster. It could sometimes be a fertility disaster. Because if what happens because of that is that ovulation takes place, Lamaisa after the time that she's capable of becoming Tahira, maybe even four or five days before, and that can really make her chances of conception very limited. And this creates a lot of pressure, especially in times when they weren't able to play with hormones like they can nowadays with the birth control pills, which of course work in both directions. But still today, there's many cases in which these chumras, certainly the question of whether you could be makil, maybe not 5 days, maybe only 4 days, can be a karadid, and so on and so forth. In those cases, that's where these issues, which normally are not negel halacha, become negel halacha, because you have to distinguish between a real chash diraisa, a chumra of a minad, a chumra upon the chumra of the minhag. It's not that the sugyas are meaningless. The sugyas are still extremely important, but only in rare cases where you have to deal with special cases. Okay, so a lot of the, summing up, a lot of the major dinim, it all happens in Tinoket, which is interesting. It's all at the end of the Masechta. All of a sudden, this parak, we find out a lot of issues that were complex and nogea specifics end up really becoming very straightforward because they lose all specificity, which is a lot of what happens. I mean, I just want to point out, this is a lot of what happens bichlal, where you have inyanim of harchokas. In other words, the din of being oisem mishmeret le mishmarti, as the Torah says. There's an inyan to be marchik away from the actual iser and to create what's called a gader. And all of these things are gaderot. There's also a chashash that the gader itself wipes out discrimination. And in wiping out discrimination, you lose the concept of Kedusha, because that's what Kedusha is all about. Right? As the Rashi points out, which is really just quoting the Medrash, that it doesn't take Havdalah, it doesn't take discrimination to know the difference between a cow and a camel. But it does take discrimination to know the difference between a shrita that was nishta chatsia kana and a shrita that was nishta rabu. Because there you're talking about a hair's breadth. That's discrimination. A specific halacha, is this thing a trefa, not a trefa? That's discrimination. But if everything is just thrown into one big pot, you lose the concept of kedusha. Even though you may never come to do averis, you also never come close to doing averis. So there's no fun in it, so to speak. There's no point in it. I mean, it simply isn't nogea. And this is always a serious problem. It becomes a social problem. It becomes a philosophical problem. Because there needs to always be some kind of balance in which there's a mokum for Kedusha in the air. This element now, that we were talking about becoming Tahira, and needing to make a Havdalah between the time in which you're Tahira and the time in which you're Tamea, is here called a Hefsek Tahira. Hefsek Tahira means we need to establish that even though we all know now that the Mayan was Patuach, is the technical lotion we have, in other words, a state of bleeding leads us to be cheshish, that we need to always worry, when did this bleeding stop? How do we know that it stopped, Bichlal? So we need to establish that that has changed. We saw this before, Legabe, the dinim of Yemei Tehar, the difference between shofat and non-shofat. We need to be able to distinguish between one state and another. And when it comes to being mit taheret, before we get to our chumras, let's say in the old days when a woman was mit taheret, after 7 days, even though she had only been raya one day, or even if she had seen 7 days. On the surface, that's the same. And all along, we've spoken about her state of nidas. It's exactly the same, whether she saw just a moment on the first day, or whether she continued being raya until the last moment of the seventh day. However, you must take into consideration, and this is still nogea, halacha lamaisa hayom, in terms of various chumras as to what constitutes a bedika, as we'll see, you need to distinguish between a state in which Mayana Petucha Hayom, was she bleeding today? In cases where she was bleeding today, there are chumras, as we'll see intimated in the sugya, to make certain that the Mayan was closed by the end of the day and didn't reopen. And that's what's called today the moch dachuk issue. Does there need to be a cloth that is kept in place during the entire Bein HaShemashes because of the fear that, even though she checked herself, how do you know she's not going to start bleeding a moment later? So you need to establish there was no longer any bleeding. In order to establish that, the day has to close, including all Bein HaShemashot. We saw this issue earlier. Yimola yadea veinea kol Bein HaShemashot yafat omer. So there is a difference. The question is, how early on can you establish that there was no longer any bleeding? In other words, is the fact that the Torah says there were 7 days of nidot. So what does that mean? That any time during those 7 days until the end, you can't establish that she's not going to bleed. Because that's part of what the Torah is saying the 7 days are. And unless you have established at the end of that time that she's no longer bleeding, so she has to be assumed that she's going to continue to bleed. And if we'll find, let's say, a week later, that there was still bleeding going on, she didn't check for a week. Now it's in the middle of Yemei Zivas. All of a sudden she checks herself and she sees that she has been bleeding. Does she have to assume that she was bleeding the whole time? From the time that she had originally been Roya Dam, because she didn't establish that she had stopped bleeding. If that's true, then she would have a chashna being a zava gedela the moment that she would find any dam at all in a bedika 5 days later, after the end of her 7 days. These are the questions now that our mission is going to address in terms of what's called the hefsek tahara. So, start again. Nidash batka atzma yom shivi'i shacharit. Now this is not to be confused with our yom shivi'i, meaning the yom shivi'i of the shivat nikiyim. Here, because there is another issue, remember. Shivat Nekiyim, there also needs to be established the halacha of Safrala. Safrala means she needs to know that today is a day of Tyra. The Hefsek Tyra has to be achieved before she starts counting Shivat Nekiyim, correct? Because otherwise, how can we assume that today is Tara? At any point, she's still considered to be in a state of bleeding. So that needs to be established. Hefsek Tyra before you begin the Shivat Nekiyim. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. The Bedikot on during the 7 days of Tahira are there to establish that today can be counted not as a default day in which I didn't find dumb, but rather as a day that I can establish as having been tar because I checked and didn't find dumb. Completely different purpose. So the Hefsek Tahara is what's needed before we can even begin discussing Shivat Nekiyim, and before we can establish that the 11 days, Bein Nidais L'Nidais, have begun in the sense of being becheskas that she's not going to bleed. Therefore, if this nida was bodeket atzma yom shvi'i shacharit, she checks herself in the morning, umatzah tahara, but towards the evening she did not do any additional bedika. Ubeina shemashot lo yifrisha. And now she wants to rely on the fact that she checked herself in the morning, and she said, well, that was good enough to be hefsek tahara. Because after all, I know I wasn't bleeding by the seventh day. What's the difference between the morning or the evening? And then, 5 days later, she does check herself, and lo and behold, she's tameya. She is bleeding. Harei becheskat tahora. Nonetheless, according to this sheet, we're going to see there's three sheetas in this Mishnah. This is the sheet of the Tanakhama, that a bedika on the morning of the seventh day is sufficient to establish that she is no longer bleeding, and therefore it's a good hefsek tahara. But ka atzma bayom shivi'i shacharit umatzat me'a. Now suppose she had checked herself and it was not a good bedika. She was still bleeding bayom ha'shvi'i. By the way, I must point out to you that all of this seems rather strange since she didn't feel that she was bleeding. And I thought we said that whenever she's not margisha, she's not considered to be tamea anyway. So if they had to be machmer on her, I mean, why would we want to be machmer on her if there was no hagasha? It seems to be a very far-fetched chumra, because 5 days later we discover that she was bleeding, which she didn't feel the whole time, so it really doesn't count to Uraisa. There's a tzad to say that she's a zava. And yet we'll see here that there is indeed a sheet that she would be a zava gedela vadai. So there are some who hold that enochinami, this sheet in the Mishnah, doesn't agree with the din that we saw earlier of Shmuel, that without hargosha, the dam is not going to be matama her to make her nida. However, there are achronim that say that there's a very simple solution. The din of hargosha is only on the onset of bleeding. Nobody is ever suggesting that every single prisha's dam has to come out with hargosha in order to be matama. Once an isha is tamea and has not been mafsika b'tahara, any subsequent bleeding is part of the original bleeding. Because the idea over there is that there's a feeling of change. Okay, well, once that change takes place, then there's no reason to say she has to feel the entire time that she's been bleeding. Therefore, if she now finds herself to be tamea, let's say 5 days later, after she made a hefsek tahara that didn't work, so then Benashmash's loyf, she didn't do a good hefsek tahara, Velachrasban Barkawa Umatzatora, and then now she goes ahead and finds herself tahora. So this is the opposite case. It was in the first case she was bodekas and it was good, the hefsek tahara in the morning. But then she discovered she was tamea. I said, okay, but she's still bodekas tahara, by the way, hasn't told us what the din is about being matame miyesweyes here. It's not talking about being matame miyesweyes. It's simply saying she's becheskes tahara, that is to say that she wasn't bleeding the whole time, and that we do not consider her, if she went to the mikveh that night that she thought to and didn't bother making any tahara, we're not going to be saying that she's a zava gedela, or that the entire time the tyrus were tameyas, As far as whether we're going to say that it was metamim yes or yes, that we'll see. Depends on the sheish levesef and so on and so forth. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam, shehakol nehyeh mevorach.
Amen.
So even though she finds that she's tahira, she's going to be now arezu becheskas tmeya. Because in this case, there never was a hefsek tahira. And having never had a hefsek tahira, the tefillah doesn't do any good. And we have to assume that she was tmeya. And going back now to the first part of the Mishnah, and even though we said over there she's tahira, when she's reyadam, she's still going to be mitama mi'es li'es, she's still going to be mitama mi'pkida l'pkida, but im yesh laveset, again, this is back to the first case, im yesh laveset dayashata. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shalo hifrisha b'tahara minamincha l'mala, arez b'cheskat t'miya. Here's the second sheet in the Mishnah. A bedika in the morning of the seventh day, again, don't confuse this with the famous kasha shailas that come up all the time about a woman who was counting her shivas nikiyim and made a bedika in the morning and didn't make a bedika in the evening and all of that. That's not what we're referring to over here. We're referring to the end of the period before the shiva nikiyim, at the end of the shivas yomim of the nidais. So now, she made, in our terms, this would be the fifth day of an Isha that was Reya Tipas Dam Kecharda. Right? So she needs to be a Mafsika Batira before she starts counting.
Why the fifth day, not the seventh day?
Because there is no, the seventh day we're allowing that to be part of the Shivas Yemei Tireya, that she's counting that has to be Yemei Torah. Shivas Nikiyim, as they're called. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees with the sheet of the Tanakhama that a bedika in the morning is sufficient, and if she did not do a hefsek tahara, which he's calling hifrisha b'tahara, to separate herself away from her state of bleeding, her earlier state, min hamincha v'lemala, harezu b'cheskat tmei'a, there's no way that we're going to count that, and it's the same as the Tanakhama held in a case where she was found to be tmei'a, because she's still, as far as we're concerned, b'cheskat tmei'a. And the third sheet is Bechachamim Omri. Afilu Bishnaim Anidatavot. What does that have to do with the seventh day? Why the seventh day? When the Torah says that she's Tameya for 7 days, the Torah is not telling you she's going to be bleeding for 7 days. The Torah is telling you that there's a state of Tuma that goes on for 7 days. So what do you need that it should be Dafka on the seventh day that she has to make Hefsek Tahara? What would be wrong if she makes a Hefsek Tahara on the second day? And we're going to see about the first day. In other words, is there really a difference? We're saying afilu b'shnayim, that we're just talking, or is there some difference, as I mentioned earlier, between a mayan patuach, boto hayom, and the state where there was no re'iyah on that day? That we'll see. But so, as far as we're concerned, say the Chachamim, let her be bodeket even on the second day. Umatza tahora. And from that point on, she was a bodeket. To ben hashmash v'slo hifrisha. Uliachar zman barkal matza tmeya, she finds that she had been bleeding. Now she's in the middle of a yomei zivas. Harezu b'cheskat tahara. What's the problem? She's like any other woman who had a riyaz dam after having established that she's not bleeding. Because she had a hefsek tahara. Okay, I mean, I guess, whatever. If she didn't have a hefsek, then the tahara would be matamim yes liyes, and so on and so forth. But that's not the issue over here. The point over here is that we don't have to be chayish for any bleeding during the entire period. We're certainly not going to say there's any sveika of zivas here, of her being a zava gedela. Now, the question is, when we said in the Mishnah that there's a suffix on her, is a suffix, or that she was bleeding, tmeya, is that vaday, or suffix? I mean, it just says tmeya. So, itma, Rabba mar zava vaday, Rab says, amazingly, she's considered to be a vaday zava, even though she only found dam once, during her yemei zivas. And leidam is that she's a zava, but mitzad a suffix. Question is, which case in the Mishnah were they referring to? The first case, the opening case. where she was mafrishah in the morning and she found out that she was tahor. I mean, over there it says that the din is sheyes becheskes tayra, according to the Tanna Kamma. How could they be saying it's neither zavavada nor zavasafek? I mean, they can't be referring to that case. I raise the becheskes tayra ktani. Ella, a seifa. So what then is he talking about? That she was bodekas herself, the second case. She's bodekas herself on the seventh day. Rich? She's bodekas herself on the seventh day. And it turns out that she was tamea. She never does a hefsek taira. 5 days later, she goes to the mikveh. 5 days later, it turns out that she's bleeding. So over there, we say that it's tamea. So what are you saying? That it's a vada, zava, tell me, is that what the pshat? Rav is saying, zava, vada, bishleim, a suffix zava, okay, I understand. Suffix zava, rina. Ela, zava, vada, how is it trying to say? She's a zava, vada. I mean, you're telling me there was no hafrosh of a tyra. Okay, I understand, there was no hafrosh of a tyra. However, hare, bat kal matzata ora, I mean, the Lamaisa, you're telling me you're not going to count it. No? But I mean, why don't you say that it's a Vadai? I don't understand this. It's not a Vadai. No. Kidma, the Rav Levi, Shmaita Babi, Nafshi, Rav Levi weren't even talking about the Mishnah. Rav Levi talking about another case. They're talking about a case like this. Nida Shabbat Katz, Baba Yoma Shvi Shachrit, Umatzat Tmeya. Here, she was bodekas herself. And she found herself to be Tamea. Ubein Hashmashas Lohi Frisha. Uliyacha Yamin Batka Umatza Tamea. So in other words, let's just review the cases so we don't get confused. Case one in the Mishnah was she did a Hefsek Taira. And she, you okay today?
Mm-hmm.
She was, no, because I see, usually you look inside very carefully today, like, but you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. So case number one, she did a hefsek taira, but at the wrong time. But indeed, she found that she was taira, and then later she found herself to be bleeding. Then she's to be. The second case that was had was that she went ahead, and she was bodekas atzma in the morning and didn't have a good hefsek taira. So it was tamea. And then she goes ahead, and 5 days later she checks herself, and she's taira. But we have not had a case where she was bodekas atzma to try to make hefsek taira, was tamea, that evening anyway went to the mikveh, and then later checked herself and found that she's tamea. That case we haven't had. So the case in the Mishnah, indeed the Gemara says, I mean, it's outrageous. You're saying that she checks herself 5 days later, she's not bleeding. Nonetheless, she says, Lava Gedela Vadai, that's crazy. Where's the blood? Why are we saying because of a suffix that maybe she continued to bleed? Therefore, says the Gemara, of course, I mean, Rav Levi can't be referring to the Mishnah. Because if they're referring to a case where she did hefsek taira and it was a good hefsek taira, then the Gemara says even if she found that she was bleeding later, she's taira. If it was a bad hefsek taira, but then she checks herself 5 days later and she's not bleeding, how could Rav possibly say she's vadai tamea? Therefore, Rav and Levi are talking about a third case, the case that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, which is where she did a hefsek taira and it wasn't good, and then she was bodekas herself 5 days later, and again it wasn't good, and she had gone to the mikveh at the end of the seventh day. Then what? So Rav says, well, as far as I'm concerned, she's been bleeding the whole time, vadai, and therefore she's a zava vadai. Levi says, look, I mean, you can't establish a Zava Vadaut. Says, Rav, you can? Yeah?
Wait a second. Why should she be a Zava if it's a continuation of the Nida?
It's the end of her 7 days. She now switched into her 11 mode.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So
and then automatic.
Well, low Levi, it's automatic.
It's,
The other way, it's not automatic. In other words, to get out of Zivas back into Nidas, that's the whole To'ot.
Yeah.
So the To'an has to establish that now she's okay, at least according to everyone but the Rambam.
Yeah.
The Rambam holds in both directions, it's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So there, Rab says, look, I say, kiven to me, karan nimtzei t'me'ah, v'akshab nimtzei t'me'ah, t'me'ah v'ana. You've established the two reference points, The beginning, she's Tmeya. The end, she's Tmeya. There's absolutely no reason to say that anything changed. That chazaka defines a vadai state of Zima. Levi Omar, well, I mean, yes, you've got two reference points, but the two reference points don't establish. I mean, remember, Zivas means that she was bleeding, and not that she was Tmeya. How do you prove that she was actually bleeding during those 3 days? Maybe there was a day in between that she didn't bleed. So how did she become now a Zovig Adel? The Chain Tani Levi Vematnita. And again, Levi also says, referring to the end of the Mishnah, that basically of the Brisa, that Achra Hayomim, Bein Batka Umatzatahira, Bein Batka Umatzatameya, raises suffix Zava. In a case where she didn't make a Hefsik Tahira, that was okay. It doesn't matter later on what happens, whether she finds herself to be Tameya or not. Actually, she would always be Tameya in the sense of suffix, and that's what the Mishnah means. Okay, so now we understand we have three cases, and we have three different shitas. We have the shita of the Tanakama, that a bedika in the morning helps on the seventh day to be hafsik taira, but on the seventh day. We have Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need a bedika la'achra ha-mincha. And then we have the shita of the Rabbanan Batroi, the last chachomim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, who holds you could be mafsika b'tahara on any day. However, in between, the Mishnah told us that the woman that is going to be Raya during this period, having established now her Hefsek Tahara, is still going to be Metamei Me'eis Li'eis from any Bedika that she discovers as being Tamei during her days of Zivos, which is fascinating because I thought, and perhaps it's worthwhile for us to review this, going back to Lamed Chet Amud Beit for a minute, let's just remember there's a Mishnah there that is talking very much about our situation. The Mishnah on the very last line of Lamed Chet Amud Beit, and it says a statement over there that it seems to be fundamental. Kol achadas ayom b'cheskat tahara. That's a pretty amazing statement. The entire 11 days after Shivas Yemei Nidais, this woman has a cheskas tahara. Now, if you recall, the Gemara says, what do you mean exactly? Cheskes Taira vis-a-vis what halacha? Now, Rava said over there, well, I'll tell you what the halacha is. Take a look now on the Lamed Tet, Amud Aleph, two lines above, one-third of the way up. So Rava Amar, legabe what? Lomar she'eina mitama mi'et li'et. The point of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says b'cheskat tahara, is to teach you that during that period, it's the same as if she had a veset kavua, and therefore dayash ata, she's b'cheskat tahara. Now, Rava, that ain't what it says over here. It says over here if she during that period, which is by definition her 11 days. I mean, she went to the mikvah at the end of the seventh day. It says she's matamim yisliyis. What are you talking about? Now, the truth is, don't turn your page yet, the truth is that the Gemara back there, we need to know all of this in order to understand the next line. The Gemara back there said, Rabbi, you can't possibly say that, because Meitvei, Hanida v'Hazava v'Shomer Yom Kineged Yom v'Hayoledet Kulam Mitamot Mi'eit Li'eit. It says over there, Shomer Yom Kineged Yom is Mitama 24 hours before. But you can only be at Shomer Yom Kineged Yom during Yom Zivas. So how can you say that she's not Matana Mi'eslech? Tiyufta. Indeed, says the Gemara, forget about Rava. He's impossible. So now the Gemara wants to know, boy, is Rava impossible. I mean, Le'matavi Tiyufta to Rava? Doesn't our Mishnah show that Rava is wrong as well? Because the Mishnah says, B'feirush, she's Matana Mi'eslech. And Rava claimed back there that the Amar Rava Lomar She'ein Ha'isha Metama Me'et Le'et B'tof Yimei Zivata. Says the Gemara, why are we still beating a dead horse? I mean, V'lav Utvina L'Rava Chodosin, I thought we took care of Rava. We blessed him out of the water already. Why are we still attacking his poor sheep over here? Okay, but, I mean, you got to know how many times you can kill him, right? Le'metavit Yuf the Rava Nanimiyah? I mean, because after all, if one day somebody comes up with an answer to that question, we want to know how many ways we've got them covered. So maybe this is called, in the army, you know, when you shoot the 13-year-old supposedly 40 times, what do they call it?
Vidui Harigar.
Vidui Harigar. Are we sure that Rava is dead? That's the question. Do we have him covered from all angles? Amalekha Rava, wait a minute, not so fast. Because over here, it doesn't necessarily have to be referring to this Mishnah. I mean, anyway, this May 8th, the 8th is out of order, right? I mean, it's because it's referring back to the ratio of the Mishnah. Can't be referring to the case up where it's talking about her never having made the bedikah of Hefsek Tayrat, and she's Tamei anyway the whole time. It's going back, basically, to the opening of the Perek. The opening of the Perek talked about a case of the Tinoket, who was Ro'ava Adayin B'Beit Aviyah, or Denon B'Beit Aviyah. And over there, it turns out that we give her Dam B'Tulim, but we limit it. She doesn't have four nights, she has one night. But over there, the case is, I mean, there she has only that one via, right? If she's a Nara. So, Sakhlet Rabbi Akivan, the Mafsikilo, who Yamim Tahirin, said, Chilat Nidatadani, Avalot Tamemi Eitwei. You might think that we're now saying, you know what? We're treating her as a Betula. And if we're treating her as a Betula, the Dam that she's Raya now is not Dam Nida, it's Dam Betulim. Maybe having treated her as a betula gives her a halacha that she is essentially a betula in terms of the chashash mi'etleit as well. Because, I mean, I, to say in all reasonability that she's not a nida, but, I mean, look, l'maisa, she's bleeding. Okay, so l'maisa, she's bleeding. That's dam betulim. Okay, so the next time that she has a period, so we're starting her off in life, so it's as if she's a betula tamim. Therefore, kamash malam, then nonetheless, she is going to be metamim yeslis. It's not referring to the case of being in the middle of yemei ziva. Im yeshla veset. Wait. What kind of veset? What do you mean? Im yeshla veset. You said, but kal matzat meya, the Mishnah says metamala miyet liyet. But im yeshla veset, then daya shaita. That's what we're assuming it means. When would that be? During the Yemei Ziva. You're telling me that this woman that we are saying is Metame Yeis Lies will not be Metame Yeis Lies if she has a Veset Kavua. A Veset Kavua when? Veset Kavua in the middle of your Yemei Zivas, you say? I thought, oh boy, Nebetavit Yuvta Ravuna Bachia. Does this not show that Ravuna Bachia's quote of Shmuel? Dom Ravuna Bachia Amar Shmuel Omar, She'eni Shakovat La Veset B'nei Zivata. Back to that same fateful Mishnah, where Rava claims the meaning of Arezu v'cheskat tahara is that there's no din of mi'etz li'etz. But that's not true. Okay, so the next approach was Shmuel's approach. Shmuel said the meaning of its being v'cheskat tahara is that there's no din of kviut veset during the 11 days of Zivot. But here it says, if she has a veset kavua, meaning during this period, then she will not be metameya mi'etz li'etz. I don't understand. So lomar she'eni shekavat la veset b'nei zivata? Amar Ravuna bar Chiya, hold on a minute over here. When we said that, it was to explain the meaning of the Mishnah that says she's becheskat tahara. That simply means that ki amrinan eni shekavat la veset b'nei zivata means that if a woman had been rei adam during the mei zivata, and this happens to her 3 times in a row, 10 times in a row. Does she have to be Chosheshet always for this? Is it a Veset Kavua? Or, as Rav Papa said, yeah, one time you gotta be Chosheshet. But suppose she had already seen it 3 times or 10 times. I thought the halach is you have to wait 3 times to be Yoker Veset Kavua. The Mishnah is coming to tell me there ain't no such animal as a Veset Kavua that's established during the 11 days of Zivot. Fine. That's true. But that's in terms of the chumrah. Don't, in other words, we rely on the fact that it's not normal to be raya during Yemei Zivot to say there was an accident here, so the accident happened 10 times. What do I care? It's just an accident, because it's certainly not normal for hormones to be able to have such a quick cycle that she's going to have a regular cycle in the middle of your mate, Zivas, within 11 days. I mean, that's impossible. Fine. So that, I still say, is true. In terms of what halacha, not being machmer on her, that she should need three times of not seeing Bimei Zivas in order to establish it. V'aminan d'amea misulakim. What's the reason? The reason is that we assume during those 11 days she's not supposed to be bleeding normally. Okay, so take the next step, gentlemen. If the mayor misulakin, so for sure, daya shaita. I say, you're asking me, you're saying that there's less of a reason to be daya shaita. On the contrary, my halakha is telling you there's more of a reason to be say daya shaita. Because what I'm ready to say, based on the Mishnah, that she is not she's becheskes tayra, meaning she's not ever going to be koveya vesa. What does that tell you? It tells you that it's not a time to be bleeding. So, can you understand what you were saying? You got so caught up in the technicalities. You said to me, oh, so if you can't establish that there's a vesa kavua, so then you got to be worried about having seen this dam 24 hours earlier. For God's sake, the reason that there's no vesa kavua is because she's never going to bleed normally in this. So therefore, I should be chayish earlier. Therefore, I should not be chayish earlier. So I just said, well, there's no question, Bichlal. So you saw some crazy statistical variation. You know what's going on now. Big, big scandals. It's Mamash Megiah today, because it's Purim. What are the big scandals? You know that Steve Jobs came up with a brilliant idea.
Another one.
What's his brilliant idea? He'll take out half of the circuitry that he needs from the iPod, in which a person chooses what song he wants to hear, so he needs now a display screen and a wheel to determine it, and he's got to have everything set up, formatted in such a way that you can keep track of where things are. You can cut the price by half by not putting all of that in, and you sell people on the idea that it's a myla not to have that. Because after all, life is supposed to be full of variety. Well, you're always going to know what song you're going to hear. Turn on your iPod, and it's going to be presenting the songs to you in completely random order. Fine? Brilliant! Okay. So now it's called the shuffle. Now the shuffle is supposed to be the shuffle. What happens? Yeah. This is the shuffle, the new way to live. Big advertising campaign, multi-millions of dollars, people are buying the shuffle. But what happens? It's scandalous. People are writing it from all over the world. This is ridiculous. My iPod chooses songs of composers that it likes. And people all over writing about this. I'm waiting to hear my Enya song, and it keeps playing Bach. Or I just downloaded a new song from X, Y, or Z, and it never plays it. It doesn't like it. It only plays the other songs. So everybody's Apple has got like some kind of
own personal preference.
So there's been big articles about this, checking the algorithms. Are they really random? Is there some trick that maybe it wouldn't be really random? Anyway, so, I mean, the obvious answer is that the mathematicians have written, gone over the algorithm. The obvious answer is that the human brain is simply incapable of dealing with statistics. So, Mamewa, he's seeing patterns. So it sees patterns. Of course it's going to happen. And if you throw a dice five times in a row and it's exactly the same thing, so all of a sudden the world is no longer statistical. So this is it. So the Mamish form. Therefore, comes along now the Gemara says, so what? So she says 10 times. It's random.
Yeah, that's a statistical term. Random.
Yeah. This accounts for all of the incredible Maisa Hashgacha that you see all the time. Everybody's got these incredible Maisa Hashgachas. What an amazing coincidence happened to me. It must be that I'm specific divine prophet. And therefore this is clearly what I should be doing. every time I went to rob the bank, definitely the alarm system was broken. Now if that doesn't show that God's in favor of my robbing the bank, I don't know what does. Five times in a row. What are the chances of that's been happening? This is basically what people say. You know. Incredible logic. Right? But as Martin Gardner pointed out, I mean, if you would have defined up front which coincidence you're looking for, that's one thing. But since in the world of coincidences, there's an infinity of possible coincidences, it's absolutely a statistical abnormality to have a day without an incredible way
of
somebody.
It's got to
be.
It's just a
rhetorical.
It's just a statement.
Yeah. All right. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Tanya. Omrullah the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that, and here's where we're going to get to the issue of Mayan Patuach. Here's Rabbi Yehuda says that it's okay even from the morning. Say the Chachomim, what do you mean? I mean, it's not okay from the morning, right? In other words, she has to be dafka mi'achramin. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, look, if you're going to be makbid, li'achram mincha. So what are you trying to do? Apparently you're trying to establish that we know that the day ended without bleeding. Because, I mean, otherwise, what's the difference? When? What? Where? We need to know that there was a point at which there was no more bleeding. Well, who cares when in the day it is? What you seem to be saying is that we need to establish that the days of Nidus ended with a day in which there was no longer any bleeding during the course of this day. And so what good does it do to check after Mincha? I understand, it's still 10 minutes after Mincha, you could still, how do you know she didn't bleed? So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me it was until the very last minute of the day. And the moment she took out her hand in the very last minute, maybe she was right at the very last second. So if you're going to tell me that Yadel Menuchot Be'inea Ko Yimei Hashmashot, that she has her finger stuck in her eye, it's the same euphemism we've used all along, the entire Ben Hashmashot. Okay, then at least you're presenting an argument that makes some sense. I mean, you've been consistent. But you can't simply take a point of the day, Al-Akhra Mincha, so Al-Akhra Mincha, why are we Al-Akhra Mincha? Akshav, now that you're saying you just take a point, maybe the moment she took her hands away, she started to bleed again. How do you know there was no bleeding today? So, Mali Hifrisha B'tara B'shiva Min HaMincha L'mala Mali Hifrisha B'tara B'risha. For that matter, I mean, and who would care? Furthermore, what day this is on? What's the Nafkamina? Rishon. Wait a sec. Wait. Rishon? Nobody said Rishon. I thought it said Yom Sheni in the Mishnah. What's this Rishon business? Why are you talking about the first day? I took for granted that the first day, for sure you can't make a Hefsek Tyra, because we know that she's been bleeding today. I thought the issue was over here, if we can discover a day in which there's no bleeding, you know, we can assume that the bleeding has ended. But Rishon, nobody said Rishon. Me, Ikel, Amman, Diomer, did anybody ever suggest that even Berishon, that's okay? I mean, the Mishnah said B'sheni. Says the Gemara, indeed there is. Indeed there is. Don't let the Mishnah fool you. V'yatanya, here's the Brisa. Omar Rebbe, Sha'aldi es Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Shimon, Kishayu Malchin Baderach. I asked Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Shimon once along the road, Nidashe Bat Katzva Yom Shvi Shacharit, Umatza Torah, Uben Hashmashot Lo Yifrish, which is the case in our Mishnah, the opening case in our Mishnah. She does the Hefsek Tyra, but she does it in the morning. She never does the Hefsek Tyra towards the end of the day. And then Leachra Yamim Batka Umatza Tmeya Ma'u. And then she finds herself to be Tmeya, the first case in our Mishnah. They said exactly what it says in the Mishnah. Omruli, they told me, I raised the Becheskes Tyra. So then I asked, and how about the sixth day? Or the fifth day? The fourth day? The third day? The second day? Be the same thing? My? Omrullah Lashon, what's the difference? But, says Rebbe, you know, darn it, Berishon Lo Sha'alvi, I never had the guts to go back and say, and how about it would be the first day? And I should have asked. Because you know what I think? I think if I had asked, they would have said it's Torah even the first day. Because, I mean, I was thinking, Atu, Kululab b'cheskas tuma kaima, the given to pasak pasak. I mean, isn't it true that all of these days basically have a cheskas tuma? Not that she was roya, but a cheskas of a din of tuma. Nonetheless, a psika, at whatever point it is sufficient. We shanami given to pasak pasak. Maybe that's what they would have said. They would have said, could have been posing the first day too. Umik or Amai Savar. So why didn't he ask? Why didn't he get a definitive psak that on Yom Rishon it's okay? Why did he think there was a difference between Rishon and Rishani? No, originally thought Hoyavu Zak Bayan Patuar, since on that day she was actually bleeding, you can't be Koveya have sick tired. That was his mistake. Now he realizes that was a mistake. This is how almost all the Rishonim were. Now, the problem over here is, as Tosis points out, Rabbi Yossi is the one that he asked, right? Sha'alti is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, B'Shayim Ha'alchim Madarach. And here he says, yeah, it's fine, it's okay, in the morning. He says the same thing Tana Kama says over here.
Not first day.
But whatever, even the thing about the seventh day. Problem is that we had Rabbi Yossi earlier, who took for granted that a nida shalohi frisha batayra, and he uses the word min hamincha v'lamala, wouldn't she be becheskas tuma? Those are his words, Rabbi Yossi, when he was arguing earlier in the Mishnah. Isn't this the same case as a woman who wasn't matzika min hamincha v'lamala? Why didn't he say min hamincha v'lamala if he himself is saying that it's okay from the morning? He's been just steering Rabbi Yossi.
Did that be just the first day?
No. So therefore, Tosfos answers, then here is the important word, so I told you it was going to be Regel HaLacha, that there's a big difference between a day in which she's doing the Hefsek Taira, that she had been Raya on that day, whatever day it is, or a day that she hadn't been Raya on that day. And that brings us to a very important chumrah of Bizmanenu, because to answer the question against Rabbi Yehuda, Yamola Yadea Beinea Kobein Hashmashot, indeed, Meikar HaDin, the Hefsek Taira is supposed to be achieved with a Mogdachuk Kobein Hashmashot. Now, Lamaisa, we're not makpid on that. If there's a problem, or she didn't do it, or whatever, as long as there was a Hefsek Taira. However, what if she was Raya on that very day? So that...
Early day.
Yeah, any time on that day. In other words, it was a Mayan Patuach on that day.
For this.
So then, in Achinami, there it could be, there are cases where you would need a Mokhtoch of Mikradin. We wouldn't accept the Hefsek Taira because... Look, if she's been bleeding today, who says that she didn't bleed immediately after she made her have sick tire? So this reasoning of Tosfos is still nogea l'halacha, and we'll talk about it when we go over the dinim of bedik and have sick of a tire, which we continue on still. Oops, we don't have our Zakta Helik Mishnah, the president of the
Mishnah.
Hazav ve'hazav v'asha batku atzman b'yom rishon. Now we're talking about after the Hefsek Taira. These people are not, this mission is the next stage. The next stage is, we're keeping Shivas Yamim of Yamei Tahara. So this is her or his Sfira Shivas Nekiyim. Bizman Hazeh, this is everybody who's going to have to be Sefer Shivas Nekiyim. Every woman who's Re'adah will have to be Sefer Shivat Nekiyim. So here the Batika is not in order to make a Hefsek Taira. The Hefsek Taira was done yesterday. This was already now defined as a day of Taira, except that it needs to be counted as being a day that was established as being Torah. That's the Visafrala. She has to count it.
Check.
So therefore, what if she checked herself only on the first day and found that she was Taira? And only on the seventh day. And she forgot to do Badika on all of the other days. And she never found anything to Meir. Can she count those middle days? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arein B'cheskat Tahara, having established her two baselines, there was no bleeding on the first day, there was no bleeding on the last day, the assumption is no bleeding on any days, and therefore she can count them towards her Shivat Nekiyim. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ela Ela Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi'i Bilvad. Days that were checked and counted are days that are part of the Shivat Nekiyim. Days that were checked, that were not checked, can't be counted. So you could count day 1, skip to day 7, now she has day 7, Five more days.
So what happens to the days in the middle of you?
They don't count.
But
they don't count, literally.
Right.
Yeah. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Lanu L'Yom Shvi'i Dova. So it's only as the last day. Because you need, you have to be up contiguous days. Tanya Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshua, hold on here, buddy. But Varechat Amoneb is Seirugin. What's going on here? You're counting Shivas Yomim over the course of 12 days. I mean, well, how do you do that? The Torah said, Haturah Amra, Achar Titar. We dash that Achar Lekulan. Shalot Eitumam of Seket Beneim. I thought you need to have contiguous days of Tahira. And according to you, well, we can count the first day and the seventh day. I mean, that violates that whole idea. Omar Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yeshua, excuse me? That violates the whole idea. So, and according to you, how about a Zov Shiroa Keri? Hmm? What's the din over there? He loses one day of his Sivas Mekiyah. Does not start over again as if he had been Raya Zivas. How is that possible? How can he just drop a day in the middle? I thought they have to be contiguous. Or how about a Nazir? A Nazir who is Mahalech in Sichachot Upiraot. Those are Dinim Derabanan. And therefore they're not going to be, as a Suffolk Tuma, they're not going to be Seiser, the count of the Naziris. If a Nazir had actually become Tomei Midiraisa with a Tuma that is a real Tuma to be Seiser, Naziris has started Naziris over again. Hayamim Harishonim Yiplu, the Torah says. Forget about all the first days. And very similar to this halacha. Forget about the first days that you counted. Okay. And yet the halacha is that in a case where the tuma comes from sichachot to puraot, there is no hayamim arishonim yiplu. And the Torah allows you over here, Torah hayamim arishonim yiplu. So obviously, it's not a black and white issue. If there's tuma in between, then you have to start all over again. If there's established that you're Tyra, then you count the whole thing. If there's neither Tuma nor established Tyra, then you count the days that you counted. You have no reason to now exclude the first days, but you can't include the middle days. So what do I understand? You yourself have to be motivated that there's such a halacha. So what are you looking at me? You're saying, I'm not taking into consideration. The Torah says it has to be contiguous. And you're taking into consideration. What are you going to do about Azov the Torah carry? So Rebbe Eliezer says, look, in that particular case, we have a special pasuk of Azov Shiroa carry. The Torah said, if you recall, we darshan this pasuk earlier, L'tam'a ba Omer Achmana, she'ina soteret ela yoma. That carry is no different than any Baal carry. He loses one day. What are you going to tell me? Now, I see you've got a problem with the Rabbanans over here. I mean, if you're trying to tell me that we ought to make a gzera, the imishu michlufe, I mean, how are people going to know the difference? Maybe that's really what's bothering you. I mean, if people are going to think if you can have Shivas Yemei Taira without counting the middle days, so they'll think maybe you can have Shivas Yemei Taira even if she's bleeding in the middle days. That would be a disaster. So we should be geyser to, well, look, you can only have contiguous days because people don't know how to do it. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, okay, we should do the same thing over there, right? No. Zov, v'balkeri lo michlof. People don't get confused between a zov and a balkeri. A zov and a balkeri, don't ask me from that case. Nobody's going to say, and therefore, since if he was a Balkeri, he only lost one day, even if he's Raya Zivas, he's only going to lose one day. Nobody makes that kind of mistake. Mashenki to say that a woman who doesn't know that the day is Torah, or a woman who bled on the day of Torah, that people are not going to make that mistake. Why are they not going to make that mistake? I think he's not contiguous days. As far as your other question, Nazir Shilech Agabis Chachot Uproot. I mean, come on, man. You know that Midiraisa, that's not at all Tomei. With Stam Achumra Midrabonah that he needs to keep his Naziris an extra day. As far as the Midiraisa is concerned, You're not going to be matami that nazir unless you have an ohel ma'alya ba'ina. It's a gzera derabbanan to call sechachot to peraot, where there's a tree, remember we had the case, a tree with a branch that might be somewhere else in the tree over a kever, or something sticking out of a wall where there's a kever somewhere along the wall. That's a din derabbanan, the rabbanan regoza. Rabbanan b'diraita lo machlif. Nobody's going to get confused about a case where they know this is a tumah derabbanan, and therefore say that, well, if you don't have to lose the first days, maybe even if he goes into the basic words, he shouldn't lose the first days. What idiot's going to say that? But Mashenkin, in this case, I still am talking to you. Understand? Does the third demand contiguity or not? In this case, you're telling me I can't count the days because I don't know after all, do I? Maybe she was Re'adam. But I'm still going to count the first day. What's going to prevent people from saying that, well, even if she was Vaday Re'adam, it's not worse. So we won't count that day? Tani, as we saw earlier, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, the truth is, Rabbi Eliezer makes a lot more sense than Rabbi Yoshua. Because, I mean, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you have over here contiguous days, and Rabbi Yoshua is claiming that you can count to say Rugin. The one who makes the most sense, frankly, is Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is saying, look, if you can't count the days, because you didn't check, and you don't want to have days that are not contiguous, all that you're left with is the last day. Fine, that's great, that's a perfectly consistent approach. And for all intents and purposes, she started her Shiva Sakim today on the seventh day. And everything else doesn't count. Even that's what I would have said, logically, it's not true. The halacha, in fact, follows Rabbi Eliezer, that having established Taira on the first day and on the seventh day, she's got Shiva's thinking. Halacha to Rabbi Eliezer, and in this case, Tosis points out, even though normally we don't necessarily paskin when the Gemara says halacha, we don't believe the Gemara when it says halacha. However, in this case, we know there are four cases that we said earlier that we paskin, back in the beginning of the Masechta, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. This is one of them, it's Feirish. And whenever we make those lists, those are definitive lists. So in this case, we do paskin for Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. Yeah, you remember we. Yeah, it was only in this case. Only in this case. When it was that case? Okay. Good. Sorry for keeping you so long here, but.